Hi, and welcome to Menstrual Cycle Mastery with me, your host, Lisa DeYoung. I'm an educator, coach, and group facilitator, passionate about exploring the menstrual cycle and the experience of pain or suffering many of us have. Using a mind-body approach and the menstrual cycle mastery skills, I support individuals to reconnect with their cycle and find relief, and I train professionals who want to guide others in this work. Freedom from suffering is possible for you, and there's so much more waiting for you on the other side. Let's dive in. Hi, everyone. You're very welcome back to the podcast, and I am delighted to have you here today. In today's episode, I have a question for you, which is this question of, are you resisting who you are becoming? Are you resisting who you are becoming? Or maybe you're resisting who you might be becoming. And what do I mean by this? And where did this question come from? So if you felt moved to click on this podcast episode, it could be because there is something happening in your life. There is something happening in your intuition. There is a calling nudging you forward for something. Or there is something in you asking you to be a new version of yourself. Or there is an area of growth, personal growth or personal development or professional growth or professional development that you are being asked to step into. Or you've been on a healing journey, you've been listening to this podcast for a while now with me, you have been exploring the energetics of your menstrual cycle, you've been exploring your nervous system, you've been exploring your relationship with chronic pain, with trauma, and you have been on a healing journey. And yeah, there is something happening for you where you might feel resistance to the next step of your journey or to resistance to something that might be difficult that you feel like would be good for you. So I'm going to talk through a bit about my experience with this. And this, the purpose of this episode is to support you in feeling not alone with this feeling. This is a very common feeling if you are someone who is on a healing and development journey, or you're embarking on a creative journey or a creative process, and you're feeling resistance to who you are becoming or who you should be becoming. So I'm going to be going into that in a little bit more detail. So before we get into it, I want to remind you that there are just a couple of days left to sign up for this year's Menstrual Coach Academy cohort. We are starting in July, and the deadline to join is the 26th of June. It is your last chance to join us for 2026 if you'd like to get certified in this program. It is a six-month in-depth program in menstrual cycle coaching. People who come to this program are joining us for personal reasons. They want to deepen their own relationship with their menstrual cycle. They want to learn the skills of menstrual cycle coaching to apply it to themselves and to receive the healing that happens in the collective group and be part of a group of women on this journey. And there are people who are taking a career pivot and they're changing their career, or they're just feeling called for whatever reason, or you feel like it could really benefit your existing work or professional practice. So do head on over to menstrualcoachacademy.com if you are interested in joining us. I'd be love to have you there. And if you have any questions, you can get in touch. So let's get back into today's topic. So this question of, are you resisting who you are becoming, came from a coaching session that I had a while ago with a one-to-one client. The topic that we were discussing and the area that I was helping her with was her journey with PMDD. Now, this client had tried all of the things. She'd done menstrual cycle awareness. She tracked her cycle. She had done lots of therapy, done lots of different types of therapies, had gotten medical tests, has tried medications, has gone down the conventional medical route, has done the diet as well, done all the things. And these are the clients that I specialize in helping, the people who have been around the block, who've read the books, who've tried everything, and they're still stuck, or they still feel like there's their PMDD or whatever the issue is getting worse. So we explored it a little bit further. And in the coaching session, what transpired was that as she was getting older and her cycle was changing, her cycle was asking her to show up differently to life and show up differently to herself. and show up differently with her energy. Okay, so practically what this looked like was this individual person is very outgoing, loves to be connected to her social life, loves to go to concerts and do fun things, etc. And very externally focused, okay, and very creative, very ambitious in her job, a vibrant life. But what was happening was her PMDD and her PMDD symptoms were getting worse and worse and worse to the point where they were like taking over a lot of her cycle. And she was finding herself in a lot of social isolation the whole way, almost like most of the cycle, and a lot of burnout, a lot of depression, a lot of dark thoughts, and feeling really fatigued all of the time. Okay. So when we talked about it a little bit more, what was coming up was she had a lot of resistance to alone time, a lot of resistance to solitude, a lot of resistance to slowing down, a lot of resistance to just slowing her energy down and slowing her pace down, and resistance to taking her energy back from the outside world and giving it to herself. Okay. So for people who are quite extroverted and they like to be in connection with groups and with people and going to concerts and doing things, it can be so painful and so difficult to come into solo time, to come into solitude. So we explore that further. And what came out of that was a lot of beliefs in her system that alone time meant that she was sick, and it meant that there was a problem and that she wasn't living her life. Okay. So this is the thing about the menstrual cycle. If you think about the menstrual cycle from an energetic perspective, we have the first half and the second half. We have the follicular phase, which is the phase where estrogen is building, our energy is rising. And the second half is the luteal phase. That's where estrogen is dropping and we've got this increase in progesterone and energy is starting to decline. It's like the moon. The waxing moon is growing in light and then it's waning in light. And it's never still. It's always moving and shifting and changing. So the cycle is always in a transition. And because we live in a world that is very linear, very productivity orientated, very external focused, and the way we think about rest is kind of more like you rest when you're sick and it's like a reaction to being sick. It's different with menstrual cycle awareness. We are proactively resting and we're learning how to work with the energies, work with the life force energy of the menstrual cycle, as opposed to react to it and overextend ourselves and then pay a price and then having to rest because of the depletion or the burnout that is happening. Okay. So when you become a master of your menstrual cycle, which in my community, we're all menstrual cycle mastery skilled women and people with cycles. When you become a master of working with this life force energy, it's quite shamanic, actually. You come to understand your energy. You come to understand your life force energy. You come to understand your soul energy. And you know how to direct it in a way and how to use it in a way that is going to replenish you. And also you're not going to feel overextended and burnt out. Okay. And this can be very, very difficult and very scary for you if you are someone who has never done this before and you have just the perspective you've had on your cycle is that if you're feeling tired, then there's something wrong with you or that you're broken. Okay. And then after years and years of that, that can actually lead to like PMDD type symptoms and a lot of burnout. So one of the root causes, okay, one of the root causes, one of the perspectives of PMDD is that we have lost connection to the harmony of the cyclical energy within the menstrual cycle. And we don't have the skills to work with that energy for ourselves and know how to manage our energy and skillfully use our energy in a way that is like in our favor and in our soul's favor and in our future's favor as well. And as we get older, our energy needs shift and change and our boundaries change. So maybe when you were younger, you were able to, you know, go out and party and drink and do all the fun, cool stuff that you do in your late teens and 20s. But then as you get into your 30s and into your 40s, your edges change, so your boundaries change, and then you feel your boundaries changing because you don't feel good, or you feel like shit, or you've hit burnout, or there's relationship problems that are coming up around your menstrual cycle. Okay, so what I have seen in my practice is that people who identify with PMDD as a diagnosis or the symptoms of PMDD, I'd say 99% of the time, those people are highly sensitive people, highly intuitive people, very creative, but they are resisting who they are and what their system needs. So they are maybe judging themselves for needing quiet time, or they see that quiet time as boring and lonely, or there's a lot of fear around that quiet time, or they don't know how to channel their energy in a way that doesn't overextend themselves and that doesn't deplete them. Okay, so I'll give you a really simple example, and I know we can all relate to this. So, you know, when you are in a cafe having lunch or having a cup of coffee with your friend, and it's, kind of busy in the cafe, and you're leaning over to listen to your friend and try and hear what your friend is saying, and you're just lost in the connection, you're lost in the conversation, you're not thinking about really anything else except for, the gossip that your friend is sharing with you, or the issue that you're supporting your friend through, or you're telling your story. And then maybe an hour passes and suddenly you feel like, oh my God, I really need to go to the bathroom. Okay. And it's just like out of nowhere, suddenly you're bursting to go to the bathroom. That happens usually because we are in connection, but we are coming out of ourselves while we're in connection. In the Menstrual Coach Academy and in my courses, what I teach people to do is to be in connection with the outside world and with people they love and the world around them, while also being in connection with ourselves, so that we are not caught off guard and sideswiped by our boundaries suddenly being that we've crossed ourselves. Okay, so we're able to stay in connection. And the simple example of that is, we might feel the need to go to the bathroom before we are bursting and then we have to queue. Okay, so we're able to track ourselves and be in connection with ourselves while in connection with the outside world. If you're so focused outside of yourself, it's like your spirit isn't even in your body. You're distracted, and then when you come back into your body and you realize all of these cues you haven't noticed, or you've been overriding or ignoring. And this is not like a blame thing. It's absolutely not your fault. It's just the way we have been raised in society, and we live in a world with a zillion distractions. And of course, as women, we are socialized to be polite and to please and to not interrupt a conversation. And, we want to be seen to be listening to our friend, etc. And then, when you go home and you leave the coffee, you're completely exhausted because you haven't been in connection with yourself while you were in connection with the other. One of the menstrual cycle mastery skills that I teach is relationship skills as well. It's a big part of the work in the academy and in my programs. So, in terms of are you resisting who you are becoming, the question for you then to think about is, who is this new version of yourself that is wanting to be heard and understood? So, in the case of this particular client that I was working with, well, it's for her to figure out, but I would imagine that part of that is getting to know her own boundaries, getting to know her own limits, getting curious about her relationship with rest. Is it proactive or is it more reactive? Dropping the judgment. Very often we judge ourselves if we have a shit day and then we can't get a lot of work done, or we judge ourselves for being tired, or we judge ourselves for not wanting to go out and socialize. So there's a lot of energy that goes into the judgment. So can you reclaim your energy and not judge yourself? Just even if you did that as an experiment for the next month, play with your life force energy around your menstrual cycle, drop the stick, drop the judgment, and at least reclaim the energy that is going towards the judgment that's happening. Okay, so another example of this is, I had another client a year ago who also was presenting with a lot of PMDD mental health symptoms. And what was happening for her was, in the luteal phase, she was doom scrolling on social media, binge watching Netflix. And in her case, it was like she was binge watching Facebook videos, funny Facebook videos. But the issue was that she was judging herself so much for that. Okay. So every single month she was doing this quote unquote bad habit, and then having a massive judgment and then feeling like shit and then doing more of the binging and the scrolling. So my homework for her was to, I said to her, okay, I don't want you to stop any binge watching. I actually want you to do that because it's your currently, it's a way for you to numb. It's a way for you to escape. It's a way for you to get rest. There's something happening for you in the action, in the habit. But I want you to do is just drop the judgment and see what happens. Okay. And she came back to me a month later and was like, I actually quite enjoyed watching Netflix for a day on the couch, you know, and she and it turned into this like nourishing time for her. And then because she wasn't judging herself so much, she wasn't then stuck in this loop of doing it. Okay. So the resisting who you are becoming in her case was, oh, she's now a woman in her, I think she's now in her early 40s, who once a month needs a day or an afternoon on the couch binge watching some stuff on Netflix. I'm there with her, you know, and there's no judgment. And when we don't have the judgment and the resistance and all of the horrible thoughts we think about ourselves, like we get our energy back and then we're able to actually use that time as rest and then replenish ourselves. And then the next day we feel, oh, I'm ready to go out into the world and do things. Okay. So this, are you resisting who you are becoming, happens a lot when we are going through, when our cycle is going through a change and a transition, when we're transitioning from one season to the next in our cycle, particularly the transition from the summer, the ovulation phase into the luteal phase, especially the kind of the shadow side of the luteal phase. You know, I want you to start to get really curious about it and really drop that judgment. Another way that this question can come up, are you resisting who you are becoming, and the resistance comes up, is when you're on your next stage of your healing journey. So you've done the tracking, you've done the diet, you've improved your circadian rhythm, you're kind of getting a little handle on your menstrual cycle and you're no longer feeling all the shame, and you're building this intimacy and this relationship with your menstrual cycle every month, every week, maybe every day. Okay. The next layer of that then is the stuck emotion. So I call this emotional inflammation. And this is really, really crucial, particularly in the premenstrual phase. If you are raised in a culture, in a country, in a community, in a household, in a family that didn't encourage you to build an intimate relationship with all of your emotions, then you probably are suppressing and repressing emotions every month, whether you're aware of it or not. Okay. And I can just guess that, myself included, we're all in that camp. Okay. So we all have some emotional inflammation to clear out every once in a while with our menstrual cycle. And the way this can show up and the way we can be in resistance to these emotions is if those emotions are particularly difficult. Some examples would be anger. So anger is not an emotion that women are encouraged to explore, to feel, to bring to the table. Okay. If you could have gotten in a lot of trouble in the past for your anger, or maybe you didn't know how to process your anger in a clean way. Maybe it did come out in a destructive way. And maybe you've had experiences where you did bring your anger out in what you thought was a safe way, but you still paid a big price for it because the other person doesn't know what to do with anger. And you risked a relationship. Okay, that's really common. I've had experiences of that and it's very painful. So sometimes we suppress or repress these feelings because we are prioritizing loyalty, or we are protecting a relationship, or we are protecting ourselves because we don't know what the repercussions are going to be for expressing those particular feelings. Okay. So, you know, that's something to bring to me, to the coach, to bring to our groups, to bring into, if you're thinking about joining one of my programs, these can be very nuanced situations that might need a third party to support you through, and or for you to journal about. Okay. And get some kind of processing work done just privately so that you're not like taking massive risks in your relationship. But these stuck emotions are, you know, a big part of it, that we can be in resistance because there isn't safety with some emotions. And the safety has to start with ourselves. We have to be able to, even just like recently, I was processing some big emotions and I had to get honest with myself on the page first, you know, and be like, oh, you know, this is what I'm feeling today, before I even bring it anywhere else. And the relief in that, the relief in just allowing myself to say to myself, I feel sad about X, Y, and Z. And then just like, no explanation, no need for any kind of action, just like, I feel this, or I feel fear, or I feel angry, or whatever, and just allow myself to have it without needing to fix it. Okay. And lastly, the more kind of fun, exciting, but also very vulnerable and difficult part to this, are you resisting who you are becoming, can show up if you are on the next stage of a creative project. So the menstrual cycle is a cycle of death and rebirth, and it's in our bodies. I really think about it also as connected to our, not just our energy and our hormones, but connected to our creativity and who we are in the world and how we show up in the world and how we process our feelings. And it's like, it's a deep, deep part of us, and there's a lot of mystery there. And if you are, say, someone, because I know all of you, most of people who are listening to this, you're also very interested in creativity, whether that's through the arts or through your work or through a business, or in any way, creative. I believe creativity can show up in so many different ways. You could be building a family. You could be creating a beautiful garden and a beautiful home. So there's so many different ways that we create. I think it's part of our nature to just create and make things in the world as humans. And sometimes our resistance shows up when there's something we want to do, but we're afraid to do it. Okay. So an example could be you want to start a business, but there's a lot of resistance to it, or you have an idea for a creative project, but there's a lot of resistance. So the resistance could be, it could be, a lot of inner critic. It could be a lot of fear and inner critic that you have to work through. It could be a timing thing as well. But sometimes resistance shows up as like a wisdom in terms of like, now is not the right time. So that could be a question you ask yourself. I've experienced all these. And in my case, currently, I'm going through this experience in my own personal life where there is something I really want to work on creatively, and I feel the creative energy wanting to come out, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard, and it means that I will have to face a lot of difficult emotions and confusion. And a creative project very often is a lot of work, so like it's like, do I really want to do this? But if I don't do it, I will feel sad. And I think a lot of my happiness will be in the creation of that new project. I'm someone who always needs to have something to be working on. I absolutely love being in the flow with a creative project. And I get a little bit bored in life when I'm not like working on something, even if it's just something small. And there's such joy in the process of it and in the creation of it and in seeing something come to life. And when something is a little bit bigger or a little bit riskier, or if there's so much, if there's a lot of ambition behind it, or if it's been a dream for a long time, then the resistance can be also bigger because it's like there's more at stake, there's more of a risk. I remember reading Paulo Coelho and The Alchemist saying something like, it's easier to have a relationship with our dreams and to dream our dreams than it is to take the risk of actually living out our dreams, and the dream maybe not becoming a reality. It could become a disappointment, or it could turn out not like how we'd hoped or imagined. And it's actually easier to have the dream and the pain of not doing the action than it is to be disappointed by the dream. But I definitely think that sometimes our soul is like knocking on the door and is saying to us, you're not going to be happy. Like you're burnt out, you're tired, you're in resistance, you're in avoidance. Because this thing that you know you should and want to do is waiting for you. And if you keep putting it off, your creativity is going to turn into this big pent-up ball of energy that's just going to be stuck inside you. And when you can allow that to come out in a way that feels good and feels safe for you, you will get your energy back. Okay, this is another way that the resisting who we are becoming can show up. It's like resisting the next stage of our journey, the next stage of our soul's journey, the next stage of our creativity, the next stage of our development. Yes, there are times where we need to step back and rest and take breaks, but I really believe in, stepping forward into progress and momentum and taking risks and being in your creative process. So that's really what I wanted to share about with this topic. Are you resisting who you are becoming? I think it's just a really good, I can't answer the question for yourself, but I think it's a really good question to ask ourselves. If you are on a healing journey with PMDD, with endometriosis, and you are doing all the, you're doing the supplements, you're doing the healing work, and you're still suffering, is there a relational piece here that hasn't been looked at? Because let's be honest, most doctors are not going to ask these types of questions. Like, is there a relational piece in terms of who you are becoming as a person, who you are becoming in terms of your needs, your preferences, your energies, your soul's calling? Okay, maybe there is a big change coming for you and there's a lot of resistance around that. And then if you do feel like there is, how are you going to self-care through that? How are you going to mind yourself? How are you going to make a plan? Can you take a couple of days off or a weekend where you just think about this topic, do the basics, get your sleep, get your exercise, get your nutrition, go for lovely walks, and do some journaling on this topic. Get really clear on who is it that, and then input your name. Like for me, who is it that Lisa is becoming in this next phase? For me, I went through a huge transition last year. I was engaged and we were planning a wedding, and all those things are like the practical, superficial surface stuff. But underneath, I was feeling so many feelings. I had so much fear. There was, I probably should do a whole podcast episode about the whole wedding planning process because that was a whole big thing as well. And I did have a lot of resistance. My relationship with my husband, Richard, like there was a resistance between us as well. So there was a resistance to who we are becoming. And now that we've moved through that, there's a settling, there's a relaxation, there is an ease. We've landed. And it's so lovely that we move through the tunnel and the resistance, and we minded ourselves in the process, and we minded each other. So I would encourage you to just have a little think about that. Think about, what is this PMDD asking of you? What is the pain asking of you? What is it? What is the soul of it asking of you? Get some curiosity going there and see if there is a resistance to who you are becoming. I know I've done an episode in the past on resisting good emotions too. That's another thing. In the Menstrual Coach Academy, we have a graduate professional community where we do supervision. And one of our graduates brought in that she was struggling with building a business and building a practice. And a lot of it was, well, there was lots to it, but one piece of the puzzle was a lot of suppressed excitement. She was so excited about this project she was working on. And she wasn't allowing herself to feel excited. When we suppress our feelings, when we particularly feelings such as anger, fear, excitement, joy, love, and if we suppress our creativity, I'm going to do another episode on this soon. If we suppress our creativity, creativity is energy. It is life force energy. Your emotions are energy. Your emotions are life force energy. Guess what happens? It turns into this like this shaky. If you're watching me on camera, you're seeing my hands are like pushing down and shaking. That is anxiety. It turns into anxiety. You know those days where you have loads to do, but you're feeling tired and you're just loads, there's loads of anxiety in your system. But then when you start to tick things off the list and you start to do things, your anxiety eases. Those days where your meditation and your mindfulness doesn't regulate your anxiety, but doing the thing does. Taking the action, taking the risk relieves your anxiety. This is exactly the same thing. So going back to that client that I had who was resisting who she is becoming, our work for her is supporting her to be in relationship with this new self who is living in, not, I wouldn't say living in sync with the cycle, but living with intimacy with her menstrual cycle and her nervous system, getting curious about her boundaries and dropping the judgment, dropping all that judgment, because the judgment, like I said, takes, like it zaps our energy. And when we can drop it, if you can just experiment with it, like continue the way you're doing life, continue the way you're going through the cycle, and then drop the judgment and see what happens. Okay. So that is the topic for this week. It's been a good one. It's been one that's personal for me, and I really hope that was helpful. If you are interested in working with me in more depth, you are more than welcome to join us in the Menstrual Coach Academy. We are beginning in just a few weeks. The deadline to join is June 26th of June this year, 2026. And that's it. I really look forward to hearing from you. If you have any ideas or requests for podcast episodes, or if you have any questions you would like for me to answer on the podcast, you can send me an email. All the links are down below in the show notes. Lots of love, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. If you'd like to begin this work with me, I run the Menstrual Mastery Collective, a monthly membership where you can dive deep into this work live alongside me and a supportive community. I'm also the founder of the Menstrual Coach Academy, a professional training space for trauma-informed coaching and facilitation. Head on over to the links in the bio to sign up for courses, programs, and grab any resources available. I'm so glad you're here.